Once Yudhishthir felt like performing the Rajasuya Yagna. He informed Krishna about his wishes. Krishna said, "To perform the Rajasuya Yagna is not as easy as it seems. First of all, you must gain victories against all kings far and near. The Rajasuya Yagna cannot be performed without this. But the one greatest obstacle in doing this is Jarasandh." Yudhishthir asked, "Who is Jarasandh?" Krishna said, "There was a king by the name of Brihadath. He had two queens. Both of them gave birth to sons. But the sons born to both had only half bodies. The two wives quietly abandoned the two half-bodies. A demoness by the name Jara was passing from there. She joined the two halves, and lo behold, one child was brought to life. The infant started crying. The demoness then took the infant to the palace. As Jara the demoness had joined the halves, the child was given the name Jarasandh. This Jarasandh is extremely evil and cruel. He has imprisoned 83 kings. He treats them like animals, takes them to drink water, and feeds them soaked chickpeas. Your victory shall be complete only once you defeat Jarasandh." Shri Krishna, Arjun and Bhim, all three of them, disguised themselves as Brahmins. They left for Jarasandh's kingdom, Magadha. They reached Magadha's capital. Near the capital was a victory pillar. They intentionally broke the victory pillar. Smashed the drums kept there. Snatched the flower necklaces from the gardeners. Then they entered the palace. Jarasandh was in the palace. He asked, "What do you want? In spite of being Brahmins, why do you carry out such acts?" Krishna replied, "Both my companions have taken an oath of silence. They will not speak now. We shall speak at night." Jarasandh went to them at night. At that time, Shri Krishna, Bhim and Arjun weren't in their disguises. Jarasandh immediately recognized Shri Krishna. He also noticed the scars on Arjun and Bhim's palms. He said, "You seem to be warriors. Tell me the truth. Why have you come here?" Shri Krishna said, "First release the kings whom you have kept tied like cattle, else be prepared for a hand-to-hand fight." On hearing this, Jarasandh was enraged. He said, "Is that so? Then I shall tie you up too. In this manner, my Rajasuya Yagna shall be complete." Krishna said, "Before you tie us up, be prepared for a fight." Jarasandh said, "O Krishna, you are the son of a cowherd. The question of fighting with you just does not arise." "And Arjun, he just knows how to shoot arrows. I shall not fight him either." the only one worth fighting with is Bhim. Saying this, Jarasandh moved forward and he caught hold of Bhim's throat. He flung his right arm around Bhim's neck. He struck a mighty blow with his hand on Bhim's chest. Krishna said, "Bhim, be careful." Bhim looked at Jarasandh with anger in his eyes. He shoved Jarasandh aside and freed himself from his clutches. Jarasandh fell to the ground like a giant tree. He got up in an instant and once again caught hold of Bhim. In anger, Jarasandh started raining blows on Bhim's back. He hit Bhim on the head with his own head. They were both trying different ways to break the other's bones. They lifted each other to dash them to the ground. They were snorting like buffaloes in anger.